Here is the English translation of the text you provided. It is already in English. Iran rejects ceasefire as Trump ramps up threats ahead of deadline. Oil extends gains as Trump's Iran deadline nears. Ceasefire talks falter. Trump says Iran could be taken out on Tuesday. Hegseth says major strikes to come. Trump says Tuesday deadline to make a deal with Iran is final. U.S. crude oil futures rise over $1 as Trump sharpens rhetoric on Iran. Air NZ hikes fares, cuts flights as fuel costs more than double on Iran war. Trump's shipping waiver does not boost oil flows within U.S. Fuel exports soar. Trump threatens jail for reporter who revealed Iran airmen rescue Brazil's free cooking gas program threatened by energy prices pike ahead of election. Asia stocks range-bound as Trump's Iran deadline looms. Australia's most decorated soldier, Ben Robert Smith, arrested over alleged war crimes. Samsung sees eightfold increase in Q1 profit. On soaring AI chip demand, Chinese pigs fed new menu as Beijing weans farmers off U.S. soy. China targets Taiwan's chip prowess to evade global containment, Taipei government says. LG Electronics flags strong Q1 profit rebound on robust appliance demand. Apple's foldable iPhone faces engineering snags, potential shipment delays. Nikkei Asia reports. Stocks struggle, oil jumps as Trump's Iran deadline looms. Deere settles U.S. right to repair lawsuit with $99 million fund. Repair commitments. Ireland services sector growth slows amid Middle East war impact. Japan February household spending falls 1.8% year on year. U.S. service sector cools in March, inflation heating up amid Iran war. ISM services PMI falls short of expectations, signals slower growth. Canada's services economy shrinks as war delays client decision-making. War weighs on Egypt's private sector as PMI hits near two-year low in March. Vietnam Q1 GDP growth slows to 7.83% YY from 8.46% in Q4. Highs and lows from the U.S. jobs report. U.S. services PMI dips below expectations, signals sector contraction. Non-farm payrolls surge, signals economic resilience. BOJ to raise rates by July on mounting price pressure. Ex-board member says inflation scars risk quickly lifting expectations. ECB must be ready to act, policymaker. Morning bid, a breakthrough deal or a crude awakening? Trump may delay Iran strike if deal possible, reports. Middle East war means all roads lead to higher prices, slower growth, IMF chief says. JP Morgan's Diamond warns Iran war may drive inflation and interest rates higher. Seeking signals from the noise. Trump proposes to cut 9,400 TSA workers. $1.5 billion from budget. White House proposes cutting 9,400 TSA jobs and $1.5 billion from budget. Fed's Goolsbee, Hammock say inflation is flashing orange or worse. Bitcoin climbs up above 69K on US. Iran ceasefire hopes despite Trump's threats. CoinRabbit reduces crypto lending rates for XRP loans and 300 plus assets. Strategy reports Bitcoin purchase and stock sale activities. Sharpe's Technology reports $269.1 million in assets after SOL accumulation. Bitcoin trades sideways during the long Easter weekend amid low liquidity. Bitcoin price today, muted above 66K with focus on Iran conflict, U.S. jobs data. Bitcoin slips, drops under 67K as Trump threatens to hit Iran extremely hard. BTCC Exchange, named official regional partner of the Argentine national team. Licensed crypto services provider Crypto4Me simplifies cryptocurrency purchasing. Bybit releases 30-second proof of reserves report, maintaining over-collateralized positions across major assets. Aelis Pharma receives $458,000 grant for obesity research. Sanofi's Lunsekimig meets goals in asthma. Nasal polyp studies, Abion's ABN-2002 shows promise against ADC-resistant tumors in study. Mock Natural Resources unit holders, price 9M unit offering at 13.05 cents. Kathy Wood's ARK sells Teradyne stock, buys Tesla. Energy declares 64 quarterly dividend for shareholders.